University Counseling Podcast. I'm Brandy, and today we have a guest, Joe, and I'm going to let Joe introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be with Brandy today. My name is Joe Fulmer. I'm a staff therapist here at UCS, also the referral coordinator, and excited to talk about groups.
Yeah, that's a great intro, because today we are going to talk about groups. I have a couple questions. Can you tell us a little bit about group and why are groups important?
Yeah, I would love to. So group therapy has a lot of evidence that it can be really effective and supportive, especially in college counseling centers for college students. Group is a space where you connect with other people, and in this case, other students that have similar concerns that you do, similar experiences, and groups can be really valuable to feel less isolated, to feel seen, and sort of see a mirror of your own experience in talking with other students. And at UCS, we're offering several groups this semester around a variety of presenting concerns. Some of the groups we have are a self-compassion mindfulness group, a grad student support group, a body image support group, a grief support group, and anxiety management and depression management, along with a couple others. And so just hearing that, you know that there's a variety of ways to get connected to group here. And the research shows that students that go through group therapy feel empowered, feel less alone, feel validated and seen, and also come away with some strategies and skills to support themselves related to whatever concerns they might be coming in with.
Thank you. And you answered my next question.
More to say.
Which is perfect. I guess if you have anything else to say about how can group be beneficial to students.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. I think that, repeating some of what I just said, but also another point is that you all are in a transitional phase of life in college. There's so much change, there's so much that you're managing, and you see each other a lot in class settings and dorms, and sometimes feel like you have to have it all together and manage all these different things. And group therapy is an opportunity to say it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to struggle, and we all struggle and feel a sense of common humanity and connection with fellow students. And it can be a place to let your guard down in a confidential setting where what you say is protected and sort of stays in that group space. And it's a space that I found students really look forward to having week after week, to really talk about a specific concern with people that they're developing connection with and relationships. And you have the support of therapists in the room, trained therapists who are serving as a guide and maybe helping set up your conversations, but it's really about how you connect with and support each other.
Thank you. I guess my last question is, what would you say to a student that is nervous about starting group?
Yeah, I don't know if I've met a student that isn't nervous about starting group. I've been doing group therapy in a college counseling center for, 7 or 8 years, and one of the things that I find to be really helpful about the group therapy process is that before group starts, you will meet individually with the group facilitator or facilitators to learn about the group. So learn about the structure of the group, what to expect in a given session, ask any questions you might have, and for the facilitators to talk about what excites them about group, what they plan to do, and how they see it as helpful. And those initial meetings with group facilitators hopefully can help quell concerns you might have. But if you feel nervous about starting group and you're not alone, probably everyone else is feeling that way too. It can feel frightening or risky to open up in that way in the setting of others, but hopefully you feel reassured that it is confidential, that the thing that brings you together is what brought each of you into the counseling center, and that can feel really affirming. And there are some ways in some groups that can be almost more healing and effective than individual therapy because of that shared experience and because of being with peers and for that really we all struggle and we all suffer, and there are ways we can support ourselves and each other in the group setting. So I think if you're considering a group or you've been referred to group and you don't want to do it, give it a shot. Get yourself to that first session to talk with the therapist and see what it might be like. I've never had a student regret doing group, and they often, on the other side of it, say, this was great, I want to do it again, or I want to try another group. And it's really wonderful to see that growth and see students try out different groups or try out, you know, do a group more than one semester in a row to support their feeling. And the other thing is, if you do get connected to a group, that doesn't mean that you can't do individual therapy or you can't do a workshop. We want students to access the different things that are available to them. I think students can benefit a lot from just doing group and hope that you might be open to that, but it doesn't close students off from other services as well.
Thank you, Joe, for spending a little bit of time to educate us on groups, and you can find all of our groups on our website. Thanks for listening.